Evaluation of educational programs. Evaluating educational programs is done to determine learner progress toward achieving program objectives, effectiveness of the educational process in fostering learning, accomplishment of the institutional mission to prepare HCP for optimal IPC activities. Program evaluation is necessary to measure change and growth in the learner. To demonstrate efficacy and impact, data are collected from participants before, during, and after an educational program. Feedback should be shared with learners, managers, and facilitators to demonstrate progress made and inform improvements. Specific program elements that should be evaluated include the appropriateness of program design, the adequacy of teaching and instructional resources, the competencies, knowledge, skills, and attitudes learned by the participants, and the changes to practice. A representative sample of data from the learner population is necessary to provide evidence of successful learning. Evaluation methods include formative and summative evaluations. Formative evaluation is a training evaluation conducted during the planning of the educational session to provide immediate feedback and to allow appropriate changes to be made. Summative evaluation is a training evaluation that occurs after the program is completed to determine impact and overall effectiveness. Various methods can be used to determine learning outcomes and to assess the appropriateness of the material and whether learning has occurred. Examples include the following: data collected by pre and post tests, before and after an intervention, measure changes in individual or group understanding. Direct observation of practice identifies behavioral changes that are a result of the course. Example, demonstration of proper use of protective barriers. Exit questionnaires gather information about the overall success of the program, asking for feedback on all aspects of the course, including objectives, the presenter, the quality of teaching aids, and the learning environment. One-on-one interviews collect more in-depth information from participants regarding conceptual understanding or program design preferences. Follow-ups with appropriate supervisors and possible discussion sessions with the supervisor and the learner can help assess whether a change in on-the-job behavior has occurred. Whichever evaluation methodology is used, the data must be gathered, tabulated, and analyzed to assess impact and make recommendations for curriculum revision. Evaluation measurements must be consistent with the objectives established for the educational program.